وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, continuing with the discussion on the great eminent Sahaba and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the opportunity of speaking today about Sayyidina Hazrat Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala an. His name is Abbas, his kunyat is Abu al-Fadl, and his father is Abdul Muttalib. He was a paternal uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there was not much difference in their ages. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an was probably born 2 or 3 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was enumerated and counted among the senior Quraysh leaders during the era of Jahiliyyah, and he was a successful businessman. According to some narrations, he used to trade in clothing in different areas. According to Ibn Athir rahimahullah, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu inherited the positions of the upkeep of the Kaaba Sharif and providing Zamzam water from his father, Abdul Muttalib. But other historians say that the honor of providing water and food to the Hajis, the pilgrims, were handed over to him by Abu Talib in fulfillment of a debt. According to one narration, the Quraysh of Mecca conferred the title Dhurra'i, one whose opinion is sought, and they used to consult him in all important matters. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an was generous by nature and always concerned about tribal affairs. He took it upon himself to see to the food, clothing, and all other necessities of the poor and needy of the Banu Hashim tribe, the tribe to which he belonged. Numerous people would be found on his table for meals. In the year 18 Hijri, during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, a lengthy period of drought had imposed much pain and suffering on the Arabs. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, together with a group of people, went out of Medina Munawwara for Salatul Istisqa. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, he used to make dua for rain through his tawassul and means. We are now making dua to Allah Ta'ala through your tawassul. And so he beseeched Allah Ta'ala for rain with absolute humility and servitude. He did not complete his dua when the clear blue skies were suddenly filled with dark clouds and the rains of mercy descended. The people were overjoyed with happiness and expressed their thanks to Allah Ta'ala. The torments and obstacles which were imposed on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers in the beginning of Islam was a very tragic chapter of history. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu always supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this painful time and left no stone unturned in protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not openly express his acceptance of Islam, he did not lag behind in the least in protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and supporting him. The idol worshippers suffered an admonitory defeat in the Battle of Badr. About 70 of their men were killed on the battlefield, and an equal number were imprisoned. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was among the prisoners. Coincidentally, his hands were tied very tightly. He had to bear the pains of this at night and was sighing and moaning constantly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard his painful moans and became restless. According to one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not sleep and was tossing and turning. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum eventually asked him, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you so restless?" He replied, "My uncle's painful moans have made me restless." The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anh and asked him the reason for his moans. They learned that his hands were tied very tightly. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum loosened them and he fell asleep. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam summoned the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum after a while and asked them, "How is it that Abbas is now silent?" The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his hands were tied very tightly and he was experiencing much pain from this. We loosened them and he fell asleep." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go loosen the hands of the other prisoners as well." Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu openly expressed his Islam in the year 88 Hijri, slightly before the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed him with much joy and made special arrangements for his stay in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was among the 10,000 fortunate ones who had the honor of accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the occasion of Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. After the conquest of Makkah, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu participated in the Battle of Hunain. When the ranks of the Muslims went into disarray after the attack of the Hawazin archers, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the few steadfast souls who remained with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a pillar of support. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was holding the reins of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's enemy while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting this couplet: "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn abd al-Muttalib." I am the prophet, there is no lie whatsoever in this. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself narrates in the Musnad Ahmad, "When the idol worshippers were gaining the upper hand in the battle and the ranks of the Muslimin were scattered, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed me to summon the spear wielders. Allah ta'ala had blessed me with a naturally loud voice. I shouted out, 'Aina ashabu samura? Where are those who have pledged allegiance under the acacia tree?' The moment they heard my call, all the Muslims returned and they defeated the unbelievers with their swords and spears." Even before embracing Islam, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very considerate of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After embracing Islam, he made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the center of his confidence and love. Although he was senior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a relative and in age, he accorded him unlimited respect and considered him to be his master. He regarded every statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be an order. He would speak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with absolute respect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also loved him a lot and did not accord as much respect to anyone else in his family as he did to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was amongst his companions one day with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at his side. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu happened to approach at that time. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu vacated his seat for him. On seeing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, "It is only people of merit who recognize the merit of such people of merit." So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would constantly consult Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu in important matters. Some words of his advice. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave sterling words of advice to his son, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They are quoted from Ihya ul-Ulum. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "O my son, I see Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu according your preference over the seniors. You should therefore be mindful of five things. Never expose his secrets. Do not backbite about anyone to him. Never lie to him. Never disobey his orders. Never allow him to find you treacherous." Well, he said, you should therefore be mindful of five things. Never expose his secrets. Do not backbite about anyone to him. Never lie to him. Never disobey his orders. Never allow him to find you treacherous. So Sha'abi rahmatullah alayhi said, each one of the above is better than a thousand words. May Allah ta'ala inspire us all to practice on them. As Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away during the khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an in the year 32 Hijri. He was 86 and some historians said 88 years old at the time. Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed the janazah salah and his son Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu lowered him into the grave. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him. Now we go to the story, to the life of Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn Yamam radiallahu ta'ala. He was a sahib sir, one with whom a person shares secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "The most beloved day in my sight is when my family members come to me and say that they have no food at all in the house." In other words, he appreciated poverty, you know, and was content, and he made a lot of sabr under the circumstances. One day he was performing salah and began crying profusely to Allah Ta'ala. When he completed his salah and turned around, he saw a person seated behind him. And he said to him, "Do not inform anyone about my crying." Glory be to Allah. Look at how much they tried to conceal their spiritual states and conditions. He used to say, "There will come a time when the intelligence and acumen of a person will be applauded, while he will not have even an iota of iman." You find some orators, they can carry you away, you know, with their words, but, you know, they are void of the true reality of iman. He used to say, "The best of you is not the one who gives up the world for the hereafter. The best of you is not the one who gives up the world for the hereafter. Rather, the best is the one who is not concerned about the world and the hereafter. He is concerned solely about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is concerned solely about Allah alone." Glory be to Allah. Look at the balance and equity in his teachings. He experienced a unique condition before his demise. He seemed to be distracted, terrified, and was constantly crying. When people asked him the reason for his crying, he replied, "I am not grieving for having to leave the world. I love death. However, I am crying because I do not know what is going to happen to me in the hereafter and how I will be resurrected." When he took his final breath, he said, "O Allah, let my meeting with you be a blessed meeting, because you know that I love you ardently." At the time of his death, he advised his two sons, saying, this was his bequest, "You must pledge bay'ah to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu." They both pledged bay'ah to him and were martyred in the Battle of Siffin. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu had himself pledged bay'ah to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He passed away in the year 36 Hijri in Madain and was buried there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate his grave. Ameen. What wonderful teachings of the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. May Allah ta'ala give us the benefit, the tawfiq to benefit from these wise statements and follow in the footsteps of the illustrious Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.